kind of like the HIC for the location. And they couldn't figure out a place.
How was the echo there?
It was sound. In the HIC. It was sound.
Well, that's not too bad. And Bill will work on it some more.
On your worldwide telecast, do you try to speak in all different languages, or do you primarily speak your own stuff? It's a big task, Ellen.
I'm not kidding. I'll probably start to English, actually. I just found in Spanish.
Elvis, do you think your style has contributed anything to the new morality that we have today? Thank you.
On the press release, do I read this right at 12:30 a.m.?
That's correct.
That is correct.
The reason for that time is 12:30 a.m. because it will be deemed live around most of the world. Japan or Australia will be picking up at 7:30 local time, which is prime time in Japan. In Europe, they will be doing it at 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon. So this is the reason for that particular time out of Hawaii.
What time, when do the tickets go on sale for donation?
We will announce the details of this in the very near future, and it'll be released to the media in all details.
If you want, I can't find you.
We are working with NBC and picked up the U.S. rights for the 50 states, and we are currently negotiating with them to have it live
here, but it's still open
to
negotiations with them.
Mr.
White, Mr. Yes? I asked Mr. Tom Knox, the general vice president of all the hotels, to give us a larger price. He couldn't do it, so he wants to make up for it by putting another 5 million.
Now, their participation for the 48 cancer fund is raised again.
Elvis, I have a question. Colonel Parker's intimated in the past that you might be considering retiring at the peak of your career. It seems like reaching a billion and a half people at one time could be considered the peak. Does that bring you any closer to retirement?
This is the rumor. Because I go right into Las Vegas when I finish that.
I can answer that. Did you say at the peak of the career?
Right.
You have a long way to go yet.
How long will the concert be?
What's the hour?
Elvis, for someone that has, for the past 17 years, if not dominated all charts, country, pop, rock, if not dominated, at least had a big factor in it. For 17 years, when you've seen an artist or other performers come and go, people the magnitude of the Beatles, yet Elvis Presley is right there for 17 years. What do you think? It's quite a country.
A lot of praying. I like it. I'm trying to get the best material that I possibly can. It's way in the mainstream.
You judge it from your performance Saturday night. You've really gained and grown.
Is that part of the reason you decided to make this a live concert or satellite telecast? I mean, it could have been in a studio, but yet you chose live, or someone chose live. Was that part of the reason?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been in Hawaii this time?
I'll be here about, just 2 days. We never miss a
I have a question. You're the project to get a Quilly movie out. It's feasible, and if you were offered the project, you consider it. You seem to be a natural, having done 2 films, 3 films in Hawaii already.
I might. Because everybody likes that song. I do it everywhere, and everybody likes it.
Mr. Presley, do you have any intention to perform in Japan? If so, when?
Well, I'll be on satellite.
Yes.
But as far as personal, I don't have any definite time. But I would like to come over there. I would like to go there.
Mr. Presley, how do you think about many Japanese fans came to Las Vegas and also in Hawaii?
I love them. It's hard to tell. It's going to be just a live show. And just...
Are you going to capitalize on the fact that you're in Hawaii?
Well, not so much. It's doing a good show. Doing a good song.
Mr. Preston, have you bought any property in Hawaii?
No, I haven't.
Previously, someone asked you about your morale, and you contributed to the morality. I noticed in your movie, Elvis on Tour, and also at the HRC concert, you featured a gospel tune. You highlighted it. Is this commonplace with you, and is there some significance behind it?
Well, it's played a major role in my life, gospel music. I was around it. I like it. A lot of times when we do concerts, after the concert, we go up to the suite and sing all night long. It's a sure enjoyment.
Now, there's what kind of religious background you have? There's been rumors that you have had some new religious beliefs at some time. I always have gone towards the emphasis. You just kind of hear a lot of things.
Well, I was brought up in the Son of God. But I studied a lot of different types of religion and everything.
Elvis, how does marriage figure into your future?
I really don't know much about it. I have a little girl, I'm 3 years old. It's pretty hard to work the two together.
One of the things that highlights of the concert and how do you do the churches? What's the experience on that? How do you do it?
Not enough. It's just part of the show. When I try to throw it to one person, and usually winds up with 8 people pulling it.
Okay, gentlemen, we have a few words for now. Let's get to it, Mr. Eddie Sherman.
I
I'd just like to say before anything else, that it's a great privilege to do the satellite program, and I'm going to do my best. I want the people to work with me to do a good show, secure entertainment. No messages and all this and that. Just try to make people happy for that 1 hour that it came across. We'll do that.
I'd like to say it's a pleasure following Elvis. The highlight of my life. I want to shake his hand and thank him for everything he's done for Hawaii. And those of you who may not recall it, the Arizona Memorial was in a lot of trouble 10 years ago. It was Elvis McCurl that came to Hawaii and performed the Rock Arena, raising over $60,000. And as a result, we got the Arizona Memorial show. I wrote a letter a few months ago to Colonel Parker, asking him if there was any way he could consider helping the Quigley Cancer Fund, since it was known that Elvis would be coming to Hawaii. I was lucky enough to get the letter to him personally. He got to Hawaii, he called me, and the end result is that this morning, a press conference was agreed upon, and it was decided that all proceeds to the live concert would go to the Cancer Fund. And all we can do is say thank you from the bottom of our hearts for the American Cancer Society, including the Cancer Fund. And before I leave, I would like to introduce the Quigley's widow, Nannie Lee. She's here. Nannie Lee.
Stays here in Hawaii for